So, how long have you been battling your addiction?
I've been battling my addiction about 12 years now.
12 years. So, during your addiction, what was your housing situation, like your diet and food, your health care, etc.?
I was always supported by my parents. Always lived in a good home.
I see. Were you employed during this time? Explain if you were.
On and off.
Okay.
Never held a job longer than 4 to 5 months when I was living with my parents at a younger age.
Did you attend any other addiction recovery programs before you came to Next Level Recovery?
Yes, I have.
How many?
About six, but a lot of those are repeats.
Okay. Why do you think those other programs failed you?
I believe those other programs failed me because personally, I was not ready to get sober. I
Yeah.
did not reach the rock bottom.
How would you describe your relationships during your addiction? That could be with your family, your friends, significant others, etc.
Relationship with my family, it was pretty rough when I was in my active addiction. Up and down throughout the whole addiction. Would have good times, bad times.
Awesome. What was your darkest time during your addiction?
Probably this last relapse back in November of 2019.
Was this your turning point?
Yes, it was.
Awesome.
I have a lot of dark areas, like 3 or 4 months before that, but this would probably be my darkest.
Great. Okay, so tell me about your first few weeks here at Next Level Recovery.
First few weeks, I lived in the Draper house, and I got kicked out. I was in a Deer Hollow sober living. Got kicked out of there. So, daily drinking, and ended up going into the psych ward, and from there I went to Next Level. And for the first 2 weeks, I relapsed. Tried to kill myself. Got out, went back to Draper, and then I ended up back in the psych ward for another suicide attempt. So very rapid successions of suicide attempts in my first 2 or 3 weeks here at Next Level.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're still here.
Yeah.
What were your initial feelings entering Next Level Recovery? Were you mad or were you ready to be sober?
I kind of just lost all hope in myself. I didn't know where to turn.
Do you recall when you first began to connect positive influences in your life?
Probably after this last relapse back in November.
So when did you become employed after your last relapse?
After my last relapse, so I was working at the same place where I started before my relapse. But I took 3 months off after my relapse.
Okay.
So I've been working there almost a year now.
Awesome.
Yes. Probably over a year, actually, that I got hired on there.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell me, about a basic day at the recovery house, like food, the healthcare, leadership opportunities, and employment.
Like my typical day?
Yes, for you.
So, wake up, I make my lunch, have a bowl of cereal, make eggs. I'll go around, see if there's any messes. If there are messes, I'll jot them down, text my house manager. Then I'll head into work. I'm at work all day, then after work, I get to the gym, and then I come home from the gym, I get my dinner ready, I do my house notes, shower, and then I pretty much just relax. And then on my off days, pretty much just relax, play video games, do my house notes, try to make contact with guys in the house, see how they're doing. If they need any help.
That's awesome. Did you witness any other success stories while you were here with Next Level Recovery?
What do you mean by that?
Did you see any of your friends get sober and have more positive influences?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. Can you tell me about how many? You don't have to tell me their stories, but
I've seen probably around 6 people that I've lived with personally, that I've seen them succeeding, still doing what they need to be doing.
Awesome. Okay, so then how confident were you to leave Next Level Recovery?
What's that?
How confident were you to leave, I guess? You're not still in the recovery house, are you?
I'm not still in Next Level. I'm just in the sober living houses.
Perfect.
I felt very comfortable.
Good.
I felt like I was ready this time. I wasn't trying to push me, trying to get out of all this, you know. So I felt 100% ready.
Awesome. Was there anything that you felt like extra stressed about when you were getting ready to leave?
How would I handle my time off? Like, you know, I didn't have to call in for my meetings after work, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd have, you know, instead of being on the phone for 3 hours, you know, I would have that 3 hours just to do with my own, be in my own head, you know, and that's why I started going back to the gym, you know, having that schedule down after work.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you feel you were better equipped to stay abstinent after leaving?
Yes.
Good. So I know you're still at the same job that you were at. Did you see any more employment opportunities after you were leaving?
I really wasn't pursuing after I was leaving because the job I have, I love.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
So what does your home life and your relationships look like right now compared to before and during?
Like my family life, it's 1,000% better.
Awesome.
Like I call my parents pretty much every day. They do get annoyed at it sometimes.
We all do.
But they love to hear from me because they live out of state.
That's awesome.
I'm rekindling my relationship with my sister. I'm not sure. She also struggles with alcoholism. And mm-hmm. I'm not sure where she's at in her recovery. She lives out of state as well, so we're trying to rekindle it slowly.
Good.
But it's getting a lot better.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. I love that. I don't think I have any more questions. Do you have anything else you want to tell me or anything?
No.
Awesome.
That was cool.
Good. That was really, really good to hear. Yeah, almost emotional because I've struggled with some things. Obviously not as bad as others, but yeah. It's really good to hear that you were able to get through it.
Oh, yeah.